KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
What happens when tragedy strikes in your life? Do you think of it as a lemon and you turn into a sourpuss and feel it's been really negative and you can't get through it? Or do you turn it into lemonade and let God use it to help you grow in your life and maybe help others at the same time? I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. My guest today, Art Dino, had just that happen. And out of it, he formed Austin's Army. Would you like to hear his story? Let's welcome Art. Art, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you, Judy.
Art, what is Austin Army, and why did you form Austin's Army?
Austin's Army was put together because of our 19-year-old son, Austin, who lost his battle to addiction in 2016 at the age of 19 to an accidental overdose.
He had a drug addiction. And you all are a Christian family. How does that match up?
Well, as you know, Satan's out there like that roaring lion. He's waiting to devour. And obviously God's children are the first one he's coming after. And this disease does not discriminate, not only on Christians or non-Christians, but anyone out there right now. It doesn't matter of race, color, how much money you make, poor. We're battling this, everyone.
Tell us about your family and a little bit about Austin and all that.
Well, my wife, Beth, and I have been together for 30 years. We have three children. Our oldest one, Arthur the Third, who's 26, Sabrina, our daughter, 25, and our youngest, Austin, who would have been 22 this February. We, Christian family, grew up loving God, going to church, typical family life. We were involved with our kids. My wife was very heavily involved in their education and involved at school. I was coaching their little league teams. We ate dinner every night at 5 o'clock, went to church. We did everything as a family.
How did Austin get into drugs?
Austin got into drugs at the age of 14, right around 14, 15 years old. And just like a lot of these young kids out there, it's who you hang around with. But Austin's story goes a little deeper. He wanted to actually date a girl. And he was a chubby little teenager at the time. And the only way that she would date him is if he lost weight. So she got him hooked on pain pills, well, Tramadol, which is kind of like a speed where he lost some weight. My wife and I, we were clueless to all this because we've never touched any of this stuff in our life. So we had no idea what was going on at the time.
How did you find out that he was on some sort of drug?
Well, when he first lost the weight, real quick, I asked him, I said, Austin, how'd you lose all this weight? And he says, oh, Dad, I'm young, you know, working out, you know, metabolism, you know, you were there once. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. I didn't think nothing of it. But shortly after that, several months down the line, is when we started noticing behavioral changes. He wasn't that loving child anymore. He was pulling away from the family. He was very confrontational, argumentative, you know, isolating himself. These are the signs that we did not know about where we have become to educate ourselves on, where we're well aware of now. So those were very, very red flags to us at the time. So we knew there was a problem.
And what did you do?
We went to Austin first, and we confronted him, and he did confess and say, yeah, Dad, I graduated. Now I'm on Xanax. He was taking Xanax, and he said, I can't stop. And I said, well, we need to try to get you some help. And at first he didn't think he had a problem, and he tried to do it on his own. As time went on, the symptoms and the signs got worse for him, you know, and it started being a ripple effect where it was really destroying the whole family. And at that time, that's when we tried to get him help locally. But as many people know here in St. Louis or in the state of Missouri, it's not that easy to get someone help locally. You know, there's a bed wait, money, insurance, the whole nine yards. And we were just, every door we tried to open, we couldn't get him the help.
Hmm. And are there Christian treatment facilities in the greater St. Louis area?
None that I'm aware of that are local here. Most of them are just your standard, either state-run facilities, private-owned facilities, and they're not Christian-based. No.
How did your children, your other children, Sabrina and your other son, how did they react?
Well, they were devastated. They didn't know what to do. They were clueless to it all. They tried to support him. They tried to encourage him. They tried to love him. They tried to talk to him. But it was a roller coaster ride, you know. When you got someone that's in addiction, the manipulation is incredible. And Austin would say what he wanted them to hear, and they believed. So they didn't know what to believe, you know. They trusted and believed and loved him.
How long was he on drugs, and did he ever come off for a time and go back on?
Austin was on using for roughly 4.5 years. And the last episode that we had is Austin was driving his vehicle, had a head-on collision close to our home at the time, and his car was on fire. He got pulled out. He was using. And at that time, I said to him, okay, we're done. We've tried it your way. We've done everything. We're doing it my way now and God's way. And we're going to put all our faith and trust in the Lord, and he's going to open up the doors that need to be opened up for us. And he said, okay. We prayed at that time. At that time, Austin was getting better. He was actually, for the next 9 months, clean and sober. He was back to that loving child that we had. He was putting on his weight. He had that smile on his face. He had that love and compassion in his heart that we pray for every night to help Jesus, you know, to have Jesus give that love and compassion, help us be more like Jesus. And so he started traveling with my wife, and I was like, thank you, Lord, we have our son back. Until that dreaded knock on our door one evening that we got. And his old girlfriend knocked on our door, and I could tell she was high as a kite at the time. And I said, you can't see him. You got to go. And he heard me talking, and he came downstairs, and he said, Dad, let me see what she wants. You've always said to give people a second chance. Let me see if I can help her. That's what Jesus would want. So I said, okay, son. He went out and talked to her. He came back in 20 minutes later. He says, I can't help her, Dad. She's high. She's wanting money. She's wanting drugs. And I don't want that lifestyle anymore. And I said, thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Austin, for making the right choice. The next day, I come home from work. And Austin was sitting in the garage with the ex-girlfriend. And I said, Austin, what are you doing? You said you weren't going to be around her no more. And he said, Dad, she just showed back up. What do you want me to do? I said, well, she needs to go. You can't be around that. And the next morning, he said, okay. The next morning, I woke up and went to work. I knew something was wrong in my heart, but I still went to work. I said, my wife will check on him. And that's the dreaded call I got at 11:15 that morning from my wife saying, you need to come home. Austin's not breathing. And when I got home, the house was surrounded. And 30 minutes later, the paramedics pronounced him dead.
Wow. Art and Elizabeth Dino have been through the challenge. Maybe you're in the midst of the same type of challenge. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Would you join me for another segment?
Absolutely. Love to.
We're going to talk about Austin's Army, what happened next. After the break, we'll be right back. I'm Judy Redlick. Welcome back to Encounter. Art Dino is my guest. His son overdosed on drugs. 19-year-old son. Had been using for 4.5 years. Maybe you have a child or a loved one that you know that has a drug addiction. Stay tuned. There's more to the story. And it's not all bad. Maybe it'll help you as you deal with the challenge of drug addiction, or you are looking at your children getting older and thinking, how do I keep them out of drugs? So, Art, you came home and you found your son not breathing. What happened then?
At that time, I got on my knees and I prayed next to him. And shortly after that, like I said, the paramedics, they came upstairs and they said there's nothing more we could do. And at that time, we lost our 19-year-old son. 30 minutes later, though, and I had my wife in one arm and my mother-in-law in the other arm, they both collapsed, not knowing what to do. I felt like I was lost, didn't know where to go. I was numb. I didn't even want to move, didn't want to go on.
God gave me that strength.
30 minutes later, I got on my knees.
God gave me that strength.
And 30 minutes later, I got on my knees.
I thanked God for them 19 years that he gave my wife and I.
I learned a long time ago.
We got to thank God for
a long time ago.
Not just the good.
We got to thank God for the
not just the good, but the bad.
I trusted in God that he was going to give us the strength to move forward.
That he was going to give us the strength
and give our family the strength that we need it.
And give our family the strength that we need it.
Just be obedient to God's will.
Just be obedient
and trust
God's will.
I was numb for about 30 days.
I was numb for about 30 days.
I was mad at God.
I didn't want to do anything.
He knew my heart.
I was mad at God.
I spoke up.
He knew my heart.
I yelled. I screamed.
I spoke up.
I yelled.
But then God spoke to my heart and said,
"Who do you think you are?"
But then God spoke to my heart and said, "To be mad at me,
who do you think you are?
That your son wasn't ready to come home yet
when I gave
your son wasn't ready to come home yet
when I gave the best and he suffered and died for all of you.
I gave the best and he suffered and died for all of you.
There's work to be done."
And God said,
"At that time, I got up."
At that time,
when we started our nonprofit organization.
And that's when we started our nonprofit
organization. And it's called ACPD.
And ACPD stands for Austin Christopher Paul
Dino.
Those are initials.
And ACPD stands for Austin Christopher Paul Dino.
And
it's a nonprofit organization, not only to spread awareness.
It's a nonprofit organization, not only to spread awareness
on this terrible disease of addiction.
And educate on this terrible disease
we're
of
out
addiction.
In schools, churches, businesses, spreading the word.
We're
but
out in schools,
I think what we
churches,
do a little different than most coalitions and organizations.
I think what we do a little different than most coalitions and organizations.
We're in the trenches every day.
God has put us in.
We're in the trenches
so
every day.
So many wonderful
God
paths.
Has put us in of people that's heard our
so
story.
So many wonderful
other centers
of people throughout that's heard
the Northeast
our story.
And Southeast region.
We use no one
throughout
in the
Northeast and Southeast region.
We use no one in the state of Missouri.
They're all faith-based and Christian centers that we use.
We try to get people out.
We try
in
to get people
to get
out.
The help that they need.
In recovery,
my wife and I prayed
to get the help that
and
they
we just
need.
Said, "God, just let us help one person."
And
my
that's
wife
our
and
mission
prayed,
statement is
and
we honor
God,
one,
just let us help
son,
one person.
We fight for many.
And that's our mission
just help
statement
one,
is we honor one, which is
amazing.
Our son, and we fight for many.
And I remember when
if
we first
just
got that
one,
first girl out,
that
my wife and
amazing.
I were so happy. We said, "Thank you, Jesus."
And I remember
you
when we first got that first girl out,
my wife and I were so
happy. And to this day, we still stay in contact with that girl.
We got one life out.
But to this,
and
day,
to this day, we still stay in contact
sent
with
out
that
now
girl.
411 people in the active
but
recovery.
But to this day,
to Christian
we have sent out now
centers.
411 people in the active
and
recovery to Christian-based
so
and faith-based centers.
We're just ecstatic and thrilled
and
about that, and we just take one person
so
at a time that God puts in our path.
We're just ecstatic and thrilled about that,
and
we just take one person
on
at a time that God puts in our
God
path.
And you don't give up on anyone that God puts
help.
In your path. And you don't give up
amazing.
On anyone
so
that God puts in your path.
411 people. What's the success
amazing.
Rate?
So of those 411 within the past people, 3 years since you started this organization?
Our success rate? Our success rate of the 411 that we sent out, 82% of them are still in active recovery. Of the 411 that we sent out, 82% of them are still in active recovery.
The thing that we do
also, I think, is
they're doing well.
We build
that
rapport with them.
We have that love and compassion in our hearts.
We tell them we love them.
We build that rapport with them.
We encourage them every step of the way.
We tell
them
we love hope and we'll be with them.
We encourage them every step of the way.
So we stay in contact with
hope,
them.
Just not at the beginning,
but all the way during and all the way through.
So we stay in contact with them. Just not at the beginning.
They finish recovery.
But all the way during and all the way through and after.
Of course, you share the love of Jesus with them.
They finish recovery. We plan
Amen.
After
Jesus is first and foremost.
And of course, you share the love of Jesus with them all.
So if.
Amen. Jesus is first and foremost.
More about ACPD.
So if
people would like to know more about
Well, our Facebook
ACPD,
page, you can just click on ACPD
out?
In the search bar. It's a
well,
black
our Facebook
and purple
page,
logo that comes up.
You can just
you
click
can
on
ACPD
there,
in the search bar. It's a black and purple
that
logo
does
that
go
comes
on
up.
Facebook.
You can go
just
on there.
Just a like and share
and
it.
We encourage
because
everybody
the more people that
does
we
go
can,
on Facebook,
get out there.
Just a like and share it.
And know about
the more people that we can
and get out there.
The more people we can
and know about ACPD and what we do and give them hope.
ACPD also
help.
Has a link
that takes us right to
and
our
ACPD
website,
also has a link
AustinsArmy97.org
our website
and
which
so between
is
both
AustinsArmy97.org
and
Instagram
so between both of them
Austin's
and we
Army.
Also have
you know Instagram,
Instagram
AustinsArmy97
you know
Instagram so Facebook
Austin's Army 97.
Learn more about ACPD.
So Facebook
and
or Instagram,
Dino
learn
is
more
my
about
guest today on Encounter.
And
Art,
Art
parents
Dino
are listening
is my
and saying,
guest today
how do
on
I
Encounter.
Find out
Art
if my
parents
child is
are listening
drugs.
And saying,
give some
how
tips.
How do I find out
the
if
obvious
my child
tips
is
are,
on drugs? Give some tips.
They are
the obvious tips are
they're not engaged. They isolate themselves.
Argumentative.
They're not engaged.
Things
they
missing
isolate
in your
themselves.
House.
They're not working.
Obviously,
you're handing them everything
in your
doing.
House.
They're asking for stuff.
They're not working.
You're handing them everything
you're
doing.
They're
asking for stuff.
What
those are your
steps
typical
do you recommend
signs that
to parents
there's
if they find out their child has a problem? What steps do you recommend
to parents
if they find out their child has a problem?
Are out there.
Listen, most parents.
We all love our children.
We all want to do for them.
We all
are
want
out
to
there.
Help them.
We
all
want to
give.
Children.
We want to nurture.
We all
that's
want to do for
the
them.
Side
we
of
all
a
want to help them.
That's for all of us.
We want
but
to
give.
A difference
we want to nurture.
That's enabling and
the
loving.
Side of a parent.
You know,
that's
I
for
always
all
tell
us. Parents
but there's a difference between
we
enabling
love our children
and loving.
But sometimes we can love them
you know,
too much.
I always
we can
tell
love
parents.
Them we love
so
our children.
The first thing first
we can love
is
them too much. We can
when
love
you do
them
confront
death.
A child,
so
most of the time,
the first thing
the child
is
not
going to
tell you the truth.
When you do confront a child,
of the time,
most
of the
time, they're
going to manipulate.
The child is
not
going to
tell you the truth.
You need to seek somebody
out
gonna
there,
such
as
our organization,
they're lie,
that
you
we
can
help
somebody.
We can talk
out there, such as our organization,
try to get you.
We can
help.
We can come.
Try to educate
talk
you
on
and,
what to do
and
how
try
to
do
get
this.
You the help that you need and try
ACPD
to educate you on
mission
what to do
is
and how to do
honor
this.
One and fight
ACPD.
For many. Mission
Art
is
whole
to honor one
of
and fight
your son's
many.
Challenges.
How did
this whole
process of your son's
with you?
Challenges,
or did they?
How did the church
yes,
come and
the,
stand
the,
with
the church
you?
Is fully behind us.
Yes,
they're there
the
for
church,
us.
Whatever we need
is fully behind
to try
us.
To help us, to try to pick us up.
They're there for us, whatever we need.
Our pastor,
to try
like,
to help us, to try to
you're
pick
like Paul.
Us up. In the Bible,
our,
we're going to send you out to do
like,
work all over the country.
Like Paul,
you come back, we'll lick
in the Bible,
your
we're going
to
send you out
to
do
your
work
you.
All over the country.
You
come
back,
when you
we'll,
need to go back
we'll lick
out
your
to help
wounds.
Others.
So,
and we're here for you to help.
Everybody
you.
There
send
is,
you back
is
out when
very
you need to go back out to help.
Grateful,
others. So,
very gracious, very humbling.
Everybody there is
very.
It's humbling.
Grateful, very gracious, very humbling, very loving.
They can help their families. Maybe
if pastors help them through
that, they can help
the potential
families.
Addiction challenge.
Help them through
and help them in
the potential
addiction challenge.
Addiction
what
challenge
tips would you give pastors?
And help
how
them
do they start?
In what do they do?
The addiction challenge. What tips would you give?
Well, a lot of the pastors out there, there's so much
a
going
lot of
on
the pastors
the
right now.
Everybody's got some
having,
kind of problem,
and
they got individuals come into the churches.
A lot of the pastors right now,
they're having
that are in the churches.
Individuals come into the churches.
They can have a ministry leader
programs like Celebrate Recovery
in the church to help
in the churches where.
And also, the pastors need to educate themselves on
ministry
this.
Leader in the
obviously,
church to help them.
You know, with God,
and,
all
and
things
also
are possible.
The pastors
and God
need to educate themselves on this
and reconcile
obviously,
and restore and put
you know,
pieces
God,
back
all
together
things are possible,
of individuals.
God
but
can
we need to be aware
and
of what's going on,
restore
on
and put
community.
Pieces back together.
And pastors
of
need to educate themselves.
We need
not
to be
only
aware of what's going on out in our community,
but what's out there.
Pastors need to educate themselves
not only
to bring them to God,
the community,
but
what's out there in this community and how they can
Art
get the
for,
help
teenagers?
To bring them to God
what
and what to
them?
Say and what to do.
What words do you have?
Oh,
Art
gosh,
for,
I just spoke at
teenagers?
Northwest High
what
School.
What do you tell them?
Last week. And
gosh, I just spoke at
that's our biggest
Northwest
problem
High School
right now is
last
the
week
youth of our country.
And John 10:10 says in the Bible,
biggest
the thief
problem
came to
right
seek,
now
kill, and destroy
is the youth
and he's
of our
doing
country.
His job, and he's starting out.
John 10:10 says in the Bible, the thief came to seek, kill, and destroy.
And I tell
and he's
these
doing
kids
his job,
out there,
and he's starting out.
Who we hang around with, what we do, you know. But
and
here's the
I tell
problem.
These kids out
a lot
there,
of these kids.
Who we hang
it's
around
everywhere.
With, what we do, this, you know. But here's
the
problem:
drugs are everywhere.
A lot of these
in their own families. They don't know what to do, what to say. So.
I try to let these kids know.
Out there. It's in their own families.
There is
they don't know what
someone
to do out there
or what
to say.
So
I try to let them
know. I try to let these kids
know. We do love them.
Hey,
we
there
do
is
encourage
someone out there
we
that
do
can
tell
help
them
you.
I try to let them know. Us,
that
but it's
we
who
do
they
hang
them.
Around with. People, places,
we do encourage them.
We do tell them there's hope and that they can come to us.
ACPD.
But it's who they hang around with. People, places, and things.
Art, how can they get more information about ACPD?
ACPD. Well, they can, like I said, go to Facebook.
Art, how can they get more information about
ACPD? They can message us on Facebook.
Well, they can.
At ACPD.
Like I said, go to Facebook.
They can go to our website, Austin's Army 97.
They can message us on Facebook.
Instagram.
At ACPD.
Austin's Army 97.
Website,
Army97.org.
Website, Instagram,
Austin's Army97.org.
Instagram,
they can
Austin's
call
Army
me,
97.
314.
They can call me,
5714-3640.
When they message our site, just to let you
when
know,
when they message
too,
our site, just to let you know,
minutes.
Too, our response time is 4
ACPD,
minutes.
Join
ACPD,
pray
join Austin
and get involved.
Pray and get involved.
God
to save
could use
a life
you
of one
to save
addicted.
A life of one.
I'm
addicted.
Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Thanks a lot for joining me today. Art Dino has been my guest. Art made
Encounter
Jesus give
is
you what
and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV.
Encounter
then join us next time
and the
for
issues,
Encounter, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.